This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. The 1 billion-plus people of India don't drink a lot, at least they didn't used to. These days, though, they're sipping more alcohol, and most of it's going down the throats of 300 million upwardly mobile middle-class Indians. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, it's a sign that social attitudes there are changing, and changing fast.
Women in dusty saris clear piles of dirt, lugging them away in wicker baskets on their heads. Gaunt, paint-spattered men drill and dig. In the land of the teetotaler Mahatma Gandhi, they're creating a microbrewery.
I think it has got a lot to do with whether how convinced you are about what you think is right. Then it's just about doing it.
This is Suketu Talakar's dream. He's building it in the booming city of Pune in the state of Maharashtra. He and his business partner have recruited a German master brewer via the internet. They've hacked through a mountain of red tape, even persuading the state authorities to change the licensing laws so that they could brew and sell beer. They did all this because, says Talakar, the world around them's changing.
There is a whole bunch of new people who are drinking. Young engineers, young bankers who have just got jobs and now they have that disposable income to go out and spend money on drinking good alcohol.
Talakar believes his customers will be young professionals, India's 25-somethings. People like Ruchira Hoon, a lifestyle writer in New Delhi, though, as she puts it, beer's not really her cup of tea.
If I'm out with a friend, it's nice to have a nice cosmopolitan or a nice margarita. But if you're out with a lot of people, then I'd rather just stick to a vodka, 7-Up or a rum and coke type. So that's what I drink.
India's got a big drinks industry, and it's getting bigger. Consumption of wine is expected to treble within the next 3 years, though from a very low base. Indians are downing nearly twice as much beer today as they did at the turn of the millennium. Yet alcohol's still a sensitive issue. In Maharashtra state, home to Bollywood, you need a permit to drink hard liquor, though that law's widely abused. India's constitution actually has a line in it saying the government should encourage prohibition. Jug Saraya, a columnist with the Times of India, says this doesn't really square with India's ancient culture.
Because if you look at the great Hindu epics, or the great Indian epics, I would say, why Hindu, you'll find that the gods and the goddesses and the heroes, and they all drank somras, which was a very potent spirituous beverage.
In the modern age, India has dry days when selling alcohol's banned. Saraya says that doesn't necessarily mean you can't get a drink.
The bootleggers make a lot of money on every dry day. One of the most prosperous industries in Gujarat, which I think is India's only totally dry state, is bootlegging. It's a huge industry.
This cricket stadium in Mumbai is plastered with the logo of India's most popular beer, Kingfisher. The logo's everywhere, even on the oscillating backsides of the cheerleaders. Advertising alcohol is illegal in India, but the ads don't actually mention beer. Kingfisher also has an airline and produces bottled water. Harshal Shah is an executive with a wine importing company, and he thinks this ruse works.
People associate the Kingfisher brand with beer. When they see an advertisement for Kingfisher on television, whether it's Kingfisher Water or Kingfisher the airline, the link almost subliminally goes to the beer.
The attitudes have changed. People have relaxed a lot. The approach to alcohol has relaxed a lot more than anything else.
Ruchira Hoon in New Delhi has noticed the taboo against women drinking in bars in India is fading.
Of course, people do look. Men often come and say, hey, can we take this chair or join you for a while? But that's quite okay. It's quite normal. And as long as you just say, okay, bugger off, I think it works well.
But, says Jug Saraya, there's a glitch.
Unfortunately, at the present moment, we have one major obstacle to this kind of progress, and that obstacle is our health minister, Mr. Ramadas.
Ambumani Ramadas is talking about an international no-drinking day and a ban on on-screen boozing in Bollywood movies. It's hard to believe, though, that this will make any difference to India's new generation of drinkers. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.